Ready, set, jingle. Get into the holiday spirit with the Jingle Bell Fun Run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, December 7th, starting at 4 p.m. This festive 2-mile walk or run will have you jingling all the way, with free entry into the Redding Garden of Lights at the end of the course. Register now at turtlebay.org/run for a night of holiday magic you won't want to miss.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Incorporated.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It seems so weird to say this in November. Man, the Beatles are having some kind of week. It's really, if you're a Beatles fan, like I am.
Is this the heyday of Beatlemania?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Kenneth Womack is with us, a Beatles authority. I mean, the guy is, he's all things Beatles. He's written so many books. He's got a brand new one out called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And we'll get right into that. But Kenneth, have you heard the new single, Now and Then?
Oh, I did. In fact, I was one of the fortunate folks to hear it in advance from Apple, and it floored me, you know, to hear John Lennon's voice so pure and clean. It just it knocked me out.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the documentary or the video by Peter Jackson, just fantastic, too. And in fact, it's a little controversial, I think. A lot of people are saying, well, maybe that's not the right way to do it. But I think everything that the Beatles do is controversial, don't you?
I mean, you're always going to have folks who have their own version of the Beatles narrative and the mythology. You know, I think it was done very tastefully. Paul has been talking about it since 1994 and how much he wanted to go back to that song. I think we can all see why. You know, it's the test that it's passing for me is I definitely liked it the first time I heard it. But I think I heard it again Friday, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
So it's passing the earwig test very, very well. It is a classic kind of melody, you know.
It's classic, but yet it sounds like it could be produced, you know, fresh today.
Oh, sure. It certainly could. And, you know, by the way, what great players, right, Ringo and Paul are to be able to add adornments in 2023 that are very temporary. You know, I mean, Paul live in concert, you know, and I think he's either just now leaving or finishing in Australia, knows the guy, you know. He may not sound exactly like he did in his heyday, but there is nothing that is missing from his playing. The guy is right on target.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. We're talking to the Beatles authority, Kenneth Womack, here in the National Defense. The new book, Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Hey, let's get into this guy. I mean, you know, I've been in radio my entire life. I've never heard of Mal Evans. I mean, this guy, I guess, started out as an engineer.
he did. He was actually a telecommunications engineer with the British Post Office. May not sound like much, but it was a big job, and it was a great job to have. In the early 1960s, he had a pension. He had to be educated to have that job. He had a car. He had a house. You know, he was doing things that in that post-war era, a lot of folks couldn't do, right? And there's Mal. Suddenly he discovers the Beatles. He was an Elvis guy, and he heard them in the cavern. And my God, you know, suddenly he is he's in a situation where he can't resist, running off with them. It's just really quite something.
Yeah, and so I guess he came to handle all kinds of aspects of the band members' needs, from musical equipment to socks to late night indulgences of every kind. That just that part of it would be fascinating.
He mothered them in a lot of ways. You know, everybody who's been successful at any level has to have a Mal, and the Beatles were so lucky to have Mal and Neil Aspinall there working with them. Those guys made it all happen. You know, you've got to have guys behind the scenes, folks who will do anything in the service of your cause. And they were those folks, along with Brian Epstein and George Martin. It was a very small entourage. You know, today somebody goes on the road, how many roadies do they have? 200?
Oh, yeah, right.
And, you know, it was Mal and Neil, for the most part, looking after those guys.
And so when you became aware of Mal, was that something that you said, there's a lot here? And
Not at all. In fact, yeah, not at all. I knew who Mal was. I loved Mal. I knew Mal had this key role in the story. I knew the contours of it. He's in all the photos. Once you see him, you can't miss him. But, I didn't have any ambitions beyond that until his son Gary contacted me at the beginning of COVID and said, "Will you tell our dad's story?" And I said, "Yeah, I can pull that off. Is it true that he had all this stuff?" And
right.
Gary said, and the next thing you know, it's in my house here in New Jersey, and there are diaries, photographs, journals, notebooks, manuscripts. It was really quite amazing.
Wow.
And it just opened up the story, and it gave me Mal's voice, which I never would have had. And we're all lucky to even have this material. It was probably going to be thrown out in 1988 when his former publisher was moving offices. So, you know, it was just a brutal piece of luck.
Oh, man, you had to be going crazy. We're talking to Kenneth Womack here in the National Defense, and the new book, Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And I understand that at some point Yoko Ono was kind of responsible for getting this treasure trove to Mal's family, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's made all the difference, quite frankly. And by the way, there's a hero in this story who doesn't get talked about a lot, and that's Yoko Ono. You know, she gets vilified so much unfairly in the press, and has been since she first appeared on the scene around 1968. And when this material, when it was clear that it was there in 1988, she didn't hesitate. She helped out the woman who found it and got the materials right to Mal.
Wow. And what was the most – okay, so you got all of this material at your place. You're going through it. What was the first thing that you found that you said, "Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this"?
The first thing I found was I knew right where I wanted to go, right? We all have our little areas we're concerned about. And I went to May 9th, 1969. That was the day that Paul said they broke the Liberty Bell of the Beatles, that they couldn't put it together after that. And that was the night Alan Klein came with them to the studio to confront Paul and get him to sign with Alan. And, Paul was very wary of that and just lost his mind when they were trying to force him into that decision. And I thought, what would Mal do? This is Mal's whole life, his whole world,
right,
with these guys. And he didn't write any words. He just drew a picture of Paul losing his ever-loving mind.
Wow.
And I get it, when words don't suffice, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you talk in the book about a lot of travels with Paul McCartney that Mal had, including this fabled safari trip to Kenya. Huh?
Right. night where Paul and Mal concoct some of the ideas that would be Sergeant Pepper. And, of course, you know, Mal was great fun. They loved having him around. So Paul and Mal went on a photo safari to look at the different animals, you know, and that Mal would take notes. You know, how many baboons did he see? Very many. know, they just had a great time together, you know, and he was in awe of McCartney. He was kind of hero worship for him. But he had close friendships with all four guys, as one might imagine. John said Mal was his favorite animal, famously. But George, at the end, first Beatle he knew and the Beatle he knew the most toward the end of Mal's life. It's George who fans who are already in love with George are going to love him even more.
Wow. The book is called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. So did they take care of this guy? I mean, you know, he did so much for the band and traveled with them all, took care of their needs. Did they take care of him ultimately in terms of financial payments?
As folks will see with the book, they did more than we might think. I will add this. You know, one of the things about Mal and his untimely death and his own role in it, right, is that he left at the worst possible time. You know, he left the world when Apple was in disarray, when it was still being reborn, after the dissolution agreements had been signed at the end of 1974. It just was the worst possible time for that to be taking place. You know, if Brian had lived, certainly Mal would have been taken care of. You know, more than that, though, I every time something great happens like this week in Beatlemania, I think of Mal and how much he would be enjoying this, right? This would make him so happy. You know, the anthology would have, the remasters, you know, even the CDs coming out in 87. He
sure
could have been a part of all that. And so I always feel a bit of sadness, even when we're enjoying the joy of new Beatles material 60 years later.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. And what a gift. Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Kenneth, thank you so much for the time, man. Great job on this. I know hundreds of interviews, and it's so in-depth. I can't wait to read this thing.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I think you're going to have a good time. A splendid time. It's guaranteed for all.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it, the one restoring the old train station, the one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker, the one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer, the one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them, the one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built for...
proud. Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot, so let's get to decorating. Find your perfect tree in our huge assortment of shapes, sizes, and styles. Like the easy-to-assemble Jackson Noble Fir, with pre-lit branches perfect for styling with all your favorite ornaments. Or the Flock Starry Light Brazier Fir, with over 1,900 pre-lit memory wire branches that keep their shape so it's ready right out of the box.
Ooh.
Find the perfect tree now at the Home Depot.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know this guy from TV? He's been all over TV. He may have also, practiced on you at some point. Dr. Travis Stork is with us, former ABC Bachelor, a host of The Doctors. What a great show that was, groundbreaking. He's a television personality, emergency physician, and author best known for appearing on The Bachelor. And as the host of the syndicated daytime talk show, The Doctors, from 2008 to 2020. Wow, I didn't realize it ran that long. Dr. Travis Stork joins us here in the National Defense. Travis, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you, Randy?
Great, man. You know, when that show first came out, it was really a cultural phenomenon because, I mean, these days, with telemedicine and teledocs and all this kind of stuff, it's kind of commonplace. But man, you guys really were the kind of groundbreaking pioneers of that, weren't you?
It really worked out perfectly. The timing was perfect because people were beginning to realize. And obviously, look, to back up a step, I never intended to be on television. But once I passed The Bachelor, which was an unexpected thing, nothing I ever planned to do, what I realized is the power of television. And back to your point, nowadays, I think it's very commonplace using, as you mentioned, telemedicine to communicate with people. But the power of television to reach a wide audience. And so what were we able to do with The Doctors? Before social media, before a lot of the things we have now, we were able to really reach this broad audience, talk about things that matter to all of us. Because as I always tell people, you know, we are all different. We're all unique. But the one thing we all have in common is we would like to achieve optimal health.
Right.
And so it was a really, really cool 12 years to be able to do that. And honestly, I have so many fond memories over the years of it.
Well, and so The Bachelor came before all of that, right?
It did, yeah. I was an ER doc in Nashville and went to dinner one night with some colleagues, and there happened to be a casting director for The Bachelor there. The next thing you know, a month later, I'm in Paris, France as The Bachelor. And my whole life has changed. It's just been a crazy journey.
That's pretty funny. And then, so when you appeared on The Bachelor during the season finale, you chose the school teacher named Sarah Stone, who coincidentally lived only a few blocks away from you in Nashville. But 1 week after the show's pre-tape finale, you announced you guys both announced that the relationship was over. I always wonder about that. You know, we never hear the other side of that. Was that going anywhere? Anyway,
you know, the hardest part, and, you know, not to delve into the secrets, but the reality is that you take the show. We were in Europe, and then you come home and the show airs over months. And during that time, you have to keep everything silent,
right,
under wraps and a secret. And it's just a really hard thing to do for any relationship. So your life, everyone's lives are still going on, and you're living in this secret world. And I think it just, you know, not just for my season, but for a lot of seasons, it's really hard to maintain that connection while all this other craziness is happening. So, but the good news is this, and I can say this with a clear heart. I'm still friends with Sarah. I'm still friends with many of the other people I met on the show. So the sincerity of it, if you choose for it to be a sincere experience, is 100% there. And to this day, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here on the National Defense. He's now the chief medical officer at NatureMD, where you have developed this is something my wife talks about all the time, a 360-degree gut health product. After seeing so many patients in the ER all coming in with gut-related health issues, you know, we didn't used to be concerned with that at all, and it seems like now. And my wife has been on this for a long time, and, you know, forcing probiotics down my throat and different things like that. But so many problems stem from that, right?
Well, and Randy, to be fair, when I went to medical school, which is 20, 25 years ago, we had no idea how big the role the gut played. And now we do. And so for me in my career, it's been this evolution, realizing day in and day out in the ER, I'm seeing so many patients with not only abdominal discomfort that's related to gut health issues, but then other things that we never realize. Your gut health, the gut-brain axis, how that's connected to everything from your mood, your energy, your sleep, your mental health, your skin, your immune system. So what I've been able to do, and, you know, I last year when I turned 50, I looked at my family and I thought, you know what, I want to really help solve these problems before they start. I'd had gut health issues until I was in my 30s. And so this product, it's called Gut Rhythm, and I worked with some really smart people. It's both something you take a powder in the morning and a capsule at night. And what it's designed to do is not only focus on your gut health, meaning optimizing how your gut feels, reducing bloat, but also create, you mentioned probiotics, really create this robust, what we call microbiome in your gut. And those are all those really good bacteria. Bacteria are not all bad. So what you're trying to do is create this robust microbiome, which has been associated with improvement in terms of optimal weight, improvement in so many other functions within your body that do not seem to be related to gut health. And then just the simple thing, as an ER doc, I want people to be more regular. I don't want people to be bloated all day long. I want people to wake up feeling good. So, so, yeah, the product's called Gut Rhythm, and if people are interested in it, they can go to naturemd.com. And
if you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com, and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio, and You'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro-arts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com have teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Black Bear Diner, and Mr. David from Cascade Curations to help out with the Marines' Toys for Tots this holiday season by giving you a chance to win some great prizes. All you have to do is bring in a new unwrapped toy and donate it at the KCNR Studios at 1326 Market Street to Toys for Tots between now and December 11th, and your name goes into a drawing for four passes to the Turtle Bay Garden of Light, $50 in gift certificates from Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, and two free half-hour piano lessons or two free guitar lessons from Mr. David at Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in downtown Reading. It's our way of saying thank you for helping out Toys for Tots this holiday season. The drawing is December 11th at 8:15 a.m. on KCNR. Your name goes into the drawing for every toy you donate. No purchase necessary and need not be present to win.
As a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com. And we're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here in the National Defense. And I've seen another kind of concerning trend with medicine here lately. And I'll get your comments on this. But it seems like there are a lot of places, including chiropractic, that has tried to turn their practice into a one-stop shop for a lot of different things. There's a chiropractic place here that also offers mental health exam and nutrition counseling. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm, I look,
It all comes down to the individual or individuals and whether or not they are trustworthy. So I will never condemn a specific type of medicine. But what I will say is that you want to make sure you're getting your health advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. And so between you and I don't go to an orthopedic surgeon for mental health issues.
I just don't. I don't want my dentist doing my colonoscopy, you know.
And I do agree with you. And I think that that's where, again, people need to be a little bit careful. Always do your own research. And that's why, honestly, I really enjoyed hosting the doctors, because the one thing that I tried to do as host was make sure that we were a gold standard. And I still to this day try to do that, because at the end of the day, I'm an ER doctor. I've learned a lot over the years. But even things, I'm never going to tell someone that, hey, you have to do this to be healthy. What I'm going to say is I recommend considering these things. But to your point, Randy, the other thing I'll just throw out there is you also have to be careful with social media personalities and you know, people, they don't really necessarily know what they're talking about. And they're like, oh, you know what? Do this and you're going to feel great.
Right.
And, you know, turns out you take something and it causes liver failure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, so many people believe in Dr. Google and stand by that. I know when the doctors was on, my mom would always refer to you guys. I mean, her doctor would try to tell her something. They'd go, no. I saw in the doctors where you shouldn't do that. And man, I mean, she was like glued to you guys in terms of medical advice.
Well, I'm grateful for that. But, you know, again, back to the one thing I always say is the best thing you can do for your health is become the CEO of your own health. Have a primary care doctor that you trust. And then if you're going to make a major change in your health regimen, you know, just make sure you're doing what's best for you, the individual, because what works for me may be different than what works for you. And whether we're talking about a physical activity, but, you know, sort of back to why I'm on the call with you, the one thing that I can honestly say in all my years of experience now is so many of our issues start with gut health. And so if you're going to start in one place, like even this one simple tip for people, most of us don't get enough fiber. So one simple thing is, you know, 95% of us don't get enough fiber. And obviously fiber is a big part of the gut rhythm product I created. But just swap out your white breads and white pastas for some kind of whole grain. Or nowadays we have all these alternative types of pastas, for instance, that may be made of chickpeas.
I just had the chickpea pasta the other night.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not great.
Well, I will tell you, you have to sort of, you work with it and then you figure out a brand you like. But it's the beauty of it is that there are more options than ever. But that's one little tip is just focus a little bit on trying to make sure you're getting enough fiber in your day. And then what that does is it gives your gut not only that nice dose of fiber to keep you regular, but those fibers are called prebiotics and they feed all those good gut bacteria. To keep your quote unquote gut in rhythm, which is of course why we called it gut rhythm, because that's what you want. You want your gut to wake up feeling great, and not be bothering you when you go to bed at night. And, unfortunately, a lot of the things we do at times, as you know, Randy, it does the opposite of that.
And I'm kind of back, Travis, to, mind the idea of my dentist doing my colonoscopy. I mean, it depends on which way they flip the chair. You go in and you're ready to go. But, hey, I want to ask you, before we leave here. So all these years in the emergency room, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen? I had a group of firefighters on one time that had some incredible stories.
You know what? Without getting into details, back to your colonoscopy comment, I'm not going to get into specifics, but there are sometimes effects and things can get displaced in the human body and somehow end up in that part of your body, the colon, rectum area, and you're like, wow, how did this happen? And how in the world am I going to get it out? And I'll leave it at that.
If those are your first two questions in the morning, you might need more than a doctor. Dr. Travis Stork, man, thank you so much for being on. This has really been great. And if you go to, is it NatureMD?
It's NatureMD.com.
That is so great. Thank you so much, Travis. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Detroit, it's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at the Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
I believe that you and I are somehow related.
Who are you? Who's your people?
The Millers. The Millers were up there.
The Millers, yeah.
And they're still there. And that's when you were on a Kaz Walker Farm and Home Hour. And
you must be old.
What was amazing to me is it's a grocery store owner with his own TV show.
I know. I mean, but he was doing so well. He had a chain of supermarkets in Pennington Gap, Virginia, and a couple of places, but he was doing so well with his groceries that I guess he could afford, to buy some time and just put a little band together and to sell his groceries mostly, and he built some stars out of that, too.
Oh, man. He had a kind of a cottage industry of musicians there, and, I mean, you were on there. There were so many. I remember a kid in Knoxville by the name of Little Jimmy Hartsook. And this guy was,
yes.
He was probably, now that's my generation. He was probably the same age as I was. But at 10 or 12 years old, he was performing everywhere. And I don't know.
Yeah, I know. There were some really big stars that came out of the Kaz Walker Show. Actually, I think Don Gibson one time had performed there. Carl and Pearl Butler, who became like one of the big duets out of country music. And then I was there, and just several people that had performed there. They had that, the other show, the Midday Merry-Go-Round.
Oh, right, sure.
On another station, the Kaz Walker Show, and they were kind of competitors. But all these stars that would come in and out, even Chet Atkins at one time, had played on the Kaz Walker Show or at the Midday Merry-Go-Round. So we all kind of got our start there. So how old are you? You sound like are you in your 50s?
I'm in,
40s, 50s, 60s?
I just turned 59. Just turned 59.
59, yeah. So you're young. You're a young whippersnapper, Kaz would say. Kaz Walker.
And the sign of the shears and the name, Kaz Walker.
Sign of the shears. I remember those big scissors that, were cutting prices, is what that meant.
Kaz
Walker, and the sign of the shears. And it's like cut those ribbon. It had a ribbon, and they cut the prices there. So, but anyway, I remember that old theme song, like, pick up the morning paper when it hits the street. Kaz Walker's prices, they just can't be beat. Get that blue band coffee and you'll want some more. Do your grocery shopping at the Kaz Walker store.
Wow.
Say it again, Dolly. And I say, do your grocery shopping at the Kaz Walker store.
You remember?
I was 10 years old, I was singing that song.
You remember Thumpin' Good? When they did the watermelon commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, Thumpin' Good. He always flipped him with that little, fat fingers, his watermelon, something good. I remember it all.
I got to tell you, this is such an honor, and I'll never watch this telephone again. And the fact that Dolly... The fact that Dolly Parton is talking to us at this time of year, because Hard Candy Christmas is absolutely my favorite Christmas song of all time. It's just a great...
You know, people really love that, and it's not really a Christmas song.
Well,
it's really I know, but it does... It feels like it, though, and because it does say Christmas. But if you listen to the words, it's really not. But it's still... Right. Everybody loves that song. I still love singing that song as well.
Oh, it's a great song.
I'm glad they love that. And then Kenny's And my Christmas album, every year people play Kenny Rogers and me on. I'll be going somewhere. I'll be in Walgreens if I run in to get a tube of lipstick or something. And I'll hear Kenny and me this time of year. And it's like it's a joyful time of year. And I just love being part of that and having my music out there, too.
Oh, that's great. And as a guy from East Tennessee, Dolly, I just want to really just sincerely thank you for the telethon you did. You raised more than $9 million for the victims of the wildfires around Pigeon Forge. And it was just such a spur of the moment thing. And I talked to your manager Danny about it, and I think you had told them you got off tour and you said, I want to have this telethon next Friday. And he goes, what? We can't do it next Friday. You said, that's what I wanted to have, and it happened.
Well, I really got a lot of credit for a lot of hard work by a lot of great people, and Danny Nozell being one of them. We used his whole facilities over there,
yeah.
And it was good for us because we had just finished our tour, so we had our lights, our sound, we had our band, we had everything together, and Danny's wonderful about being able to pull stuff together. So through Danny and then all the people at Dollywood, my Dollywood, foundation, all the folk up there, they got together, and all the wonderful artists that just called and say, what can we do? What can we do? We got the best people making donations or volunteering their talents and both, you know, money and talent.
Right.
So I really had a lot of help on that, but we pulled it off and we did a lot of good for a lot of people. And that was this time of year to talk about that spirit of giving
Yes. Is
a wonderful thing. And now they're having all the wildfires in California, where
right.
I have homes out there, and I know a lot of my friends, Molly and a bunch of them, are putting together telethons for that as well. So when you're in a position to help, like the artist, you should help. And it gives you a good feeling, and it helps a lot of people.
Well, and speaking of help, Dolly, I want to thank you for the incredible support that you've always had for our military and our veterans and our families. You have never been ashamed to be patriotic. And you can just tell, you go to the Dixie Stampede, and every night they're thanking veterans. And it's just...
I did an album years ago called For God and Country, where I did all these wonderful patriotic songs, some new ones that I had written as well, but so I did a lot of wonderful things, but I have many family members, a lot of my employees are ex-veterans, and, you know, just we really appreciate everything that all of them do, even, you know, our own people. I'm always thanking them personally, you know, when we have, like, family gatherings, just to thank them too, you know, because we appreciate it. But we want to thank all of our veterans all the time, everywhere, male and female,
yeah.
You know, for all their service, because look, we're enjoying these wonderful times and the safety and the peace that we have so far because of these wonderful people in the military. So hey, guys, gals, everybody out there, thank you so much.
Amen. Yeah, well, let's talk about this new movie on Netflix called the Dumplin', and it has nothing to do with Cracker Barrel, I don't think, right?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
This is one time we're not pushing Cracker Barrel, although I'll probably go there and eat. I love Cracker Barrel, but we're excited about
it. It's a great story.
About this new...
Oh,
I know.
Oh, this is good. It's about
Netflix.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, it's a plus-size teenage daughter of former beauty queen, starring Jennifer Aniston. You're the executive producer, and you wrote 6 new songs for the film, right?
No, I did not. I, that's a whole different Netflix thing. I did not executive produce this one at all.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Not involved in this one in any way other than that I've written the songs for it and allowed them to use my music. Jennifer Aniston actually produced it, and she's starring in it. It's her production company. And I think Danny Nozell, my manager, has a, you know, he worked with him some and has a production credit. But I did not want to be part of it, and I don't even have a cameo in it because it would be a little self-serving, because the story is about a little girl that's, you know, that's plus size, and she, the story is that she loved my music and my sayings, and she kind of built her confidence on that. And so this was actually came from a best-selling book a few years ago, and then when Jennifer Aniston took it, and she starred in it as well. She's playing something different for her. She's playing more of a housewife, but a beautiful one that was an ex-beauty queen, and now she still has the pageant every year. And so all these beautiful little girls in the town, but her little daughter, Dumplin', as she affectionately calls call is dumpling because she's always been overweight even since she was a baby.
Sure.
But the little girl wants to be part of the pageant, but her mother doesn't think that's possible. But the little girl and several other little misfits, they decide they're going to be. So based on my confidence building of my songs and my sayings, they all like become like Dolly Parton fans. And so it's a cute, wonderful story that I was very flattered and humbled by. And they asked if I would do the music. So I've written the music for the movie.
Yeah,
and so this soundtrack, the Dumplin' soundtrack, is a lot of new music for me. Six new songs that I've written, and then they used a lot of older songs as well.
I love Girl in the Movies. What a great song that is. And what a perfect person to get behind something like this about accepting yourself as you are. I mean, you've always done your own thing, Dolly.
Yes, I have, and I've tried to always be true to myself. And that was one of the things that intrigued me about this little movie. I was touched that the girl that wrote it is named Julie Murphy, and it was, like I say, from my book, and she's a plus-size girl, too. And she had always really been a fan of mine, and she had thought, you know, my sayings and my attitude and just the way that she said that I had, you know, spent my life had inspired her. So she kind of wrote a book about that, and then the movie, of course, it really empowers these young girls, and it goes to show, and I hope people go away from this little movie and from these songs feeling better about themselves, because I tried to tailor make all the songs, the new songs, based on the characters and the feel that I got and the feelings I had for these characters. And it really is about empowering and accepting yourself, because we don't all have to be supermodels to be beautiful, because
right.
Some of the most beautiful women I've ever known don't know, you know, their butt from a biscuit, as you know. But, you know, it's about the quality of the person and who you are and how you feel and how you treat other people. So that's kind of what this is about, and it's a wonderful little story.
That's great. Well, you talk about an inspiration. Just as a personal thing, our daughter is a singer-songwriter in L.A. She just wrote and recorded a song called Nobody's Jolene. And she has just been
Nobody's Jolene.
I won't be Nobody's Jolene. And I mean, it's,
oh, she's not going to steal somebody and home wreck somebody.
But she won't go along with it. So that's why she's Nobody.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's good.
Yeah.
But we actually I have a Netflix show of my own where they're actually doing movies based on songs of mine, and Jolene is one of them.
Oh,
and,
wow.
We portray, with Julianne Hough is playing Jolene, and she made a beautiful Jolene, and we really give Jolene some redeeming qualities to say, you don't, you know, I'm kind of the woman that owns the bar that kind of mentors her. And so I say, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors going around stealing people's men, so we kind of give Jolene some redeeming qualities.
That's
of why
pretty cool.
She does what she does and all that. So kind of like your daughter's song. Well, I wish her luck with that. Tell her that I send her my best.
I will.
I'm flattered that she's writing a new version of Jolene.
Well, she's always been a fan, as we all have. And I know you got to go, but I just want to thank you so much again for the time. Thank you for what you're doing for the military. And good luck with Dumplin' and everything you do, Dolly. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for letting us promote our new soundtrack, Dumplin',
absolutely,
on your show. And so I kind of feel like I'm military, too. I try to put a lot of good things out there in America for people to enjoy, and I try to feel like I can entertain the families of our wonderful military families while they're away through the holidays. So
Yes. Let
me be part of that, and thanks again to all of our military friends, and thanks to you for having me on.
Thank you, Dolly. Have a great Thanksgiving
okay.
and a great holiday. Thank you.
You too.
Thank
you too. Happy holidays all around. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Omaha, Bellevue University recently announced the kickoff of its backpack drive and is seeking help from the communities to support homeless veterans. The backpack drive, which is currently underway, fills backpacks with essential items for homeless military veterans at Sienna Francis House and New Visions Homeless Services. Cash donations and donated items are being collected now through November 1st. Ashley Rodriguez, manager of the Military Veterans Services Center, said the support from the community can make a difference. Each backpack filled with items not only provides immediate relief, but also shows our veterans that they are not forgotten. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.